Okay, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Whoa. So it's only right that we give you a Thanksgiving football extravaganza. A lot to cover. Football all day on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Best holiday. At me if you think I'm wrong. All right, let's talk about it. Let's get straight to the show.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
Okay, all right, all right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay,
all right. We are here.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Thanksgiving is so, so close.
That's right.
When you are listening to this, it is most likely Wednesday, the 25th of November.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
And we are excited to give you a great show. Got some fun things planned today. Hopefully, you were able to listen to the waiver show yesterday. And you were able to claim the right waiver wire targets because hopefully there's still some out there that can help improve your team.
That's right.
I'm Zach. This is Badaki.
What's good, y'all?
Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Wow. 24 hours away.
That's right.
Yeah.
Less than 24 hours when you're listening to this.
Yeah, actually, less than 24 hours. You know, I see all my family. Well, not really here, but I know my family back home in America. Going shopping, you know, my dad's getting some stuff, my mom's getting some stuff, my grandma's getting some stuff. Everyone's getting some stuff, getting it all ready.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for that green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole, the crescent rolls, the turkey, the ham, the gravy, the mashed potatoes, sweet potato stuffing, yams. Does anyone eat yams? Does anyone still eat those things?
Yeah, I like yams.
I mean, for me, the essential is a pumpkin pie. I feel like you have to have a pumpkin pie and turkey. Really the main thing.
I'm not a huge fan of turkey. Or pumpkin, sorry. Pumpkin pie.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you probably eat all the same things, though, right?
We have some similar. Obviously, I come from a Spanish background, so like we don't really do green beans, casserole.
Si, senor.
We definitely do mashed potatoes, turkey, ham. But we do like chicharrón. We have everything that you like. Like that you would love to eat your favorite dishes is Thanksgiving. So I love lasagna. I love like stuffed shells, you know, turkey, like I said, ham, chicken. We have all three.
So you're eating lasagna on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, bro. It's about the leftovers. I don't care. You don't have to have it the same day as the leftovers.
Questionable for me. Questionable. Questionable play. All right. Let's talk about some news.
What is going on here?
What is happening in the National Football League today that you need to be aware of? We're going to give you some need-to-know news. But Aki, why don't you start us off with some COVID information?
Yeah, a lot of COVID information here with the Ravens, which is on the Thursday night. 10 new confirmed positive cases for the Baltimore Ravens. 5 players, 5 staff members. Look, I personally think this game is in huge jeopardy on Thursday night, and I think this game could be moved. We will talk about that a little bit later, but keep an eye out for you know, any news that's going to come out regarding this game.
Definitely something to monitor as the week goes on. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to make a way to make this happen, but just so everyone knows, that is over the week. It's not in one day, those 10 cases. No bye weeks this week.
No.
So good, but also kind of bad because I'm sure for someone like myself, I would rather have the bye week this week so I could play CMC week 13. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But Kenny G, not been a good season.
No.
At all for Kenny Golladay. And it looks like he probably won't play again this week. He missed practice again on Tuesday. We haven't heard any reports today just yet. But it doesn't look promising for Kenny G.
No, it doesn't look promising. You know, you've been sitting on him. You've been waiting on him. It's just not good. But what's really good, if you are a Lions fan, DeAndre Swift back. And he limited at practice. So him coming back to practice is really good. I think he's going to be clearing, or I'm assuming he cleared the concussion protocol. There hasn't been a clear statement saying he has.
Yeah,
it's just,
but he's practicing.
Yeah, but he's practicing. So that looks good for Thursday night.
It does. And some more positive news. If you're a 49ers fan or you own Raheem Mostert, Both Raheem and Jeff Wilson came off of IR this week, so they will practice. If they will play this week, well, we don't know. We're not sure. I assume that Raheem will, if I had to guess, because it sounded like he was ready to go before the bye.
Yeah.
But again, we can't say what will happen. Juju and Big Ben both limited at practice. I think Big Ben will obviously play. Juju's a little bit questionable for that Thursday Thanksgiving game against the Ravens. Guys, the best way to keep up to date with all things fantasy football is to actually follow us on all of our social media accounts. You can follow us on Instagram at Fantasyland Football, Twitter at Fantasyland _FB. You can watch the show on YouTube if you would like to. Type in Fantasyland Football on YouTube. You'll be able to find us, subscribe. And of course, you can listen on any podcast platform in the world. And a little side note, we have officially started TikTok. That's right.
That's right.
Search Fantasyland Football on TikTok. You'll be able to find us there. Hopefully bring some great advice and some just fun content. But Aki, what's going on with Chris Carson, though? Some good news?
Yeah, Chris Carson back at practice on Tuesday. Hopefully we get another report today that he's going to be at practice today. So keep an eye on that. I'm a Chris Carson owner. If you're a Chris Carson owner, this is huge. Gearing up for the playoffs. If you're still trying to make the playoffs, he can really make a huge difference on your team.
Absolutely. Austin Eckler, also good news. Wow. Right?
Absolutely huge. He returned off of IR this week. It's not clear yet that he's going to play this week against the Bills, but he will be at practice this week for the first time since week 4. So it's keep massive. An eye out. Yeah, keep an eye out on that as well. I expect him to return week 13. If you are a CMC owner and you have Austin Eckler somehow, you know, this could be a good plug-in for the bye week. So a Ronald Jones owner that has Austin Eckler, you can plug him in for week 13. Stay tuned for that. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, he's going to play week 13.
Yep, we will definitely find out. All right, guys, we're going to give you a little update on our fantasy football league. But first, we want to tell you about RSA. Mm-hmm. RSA is the go-to for all things sports memorabilia. As you know, we do monthly giveaways for signed sports memorabilia, and RSA has been our partner throughout that. But did you know that most signed sports memorabilia companies don't actually work directly with the athletes? They use third-party companies, but not RSA. RSA makes deals directly with the athletes in bulk, so you can always get the best deals in the industry. RSA is also the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor and promises a money-back guarantee on all products. So, head to shoprsa.com for all your signed sports memorabilia needs. Again, guys, I don't know if you saw on their Instagram, but they just had Davante Adams in, and he signed, you know, in bulk, so you can get the best deals. So head to their website, shoprsa.com. Again, friendly reminder, head to our Instagram so you can see our giveaway for Davante Adams and enter. All right, let's talk about our fantasy football league.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Okay. The Fellowship of the Fantasy Ring.
That's right.
That is our fantasy football league. We're going to give you a little update on where things stand. Hey, if you haven't had a chance to actually get to know the guys in our fantasy football league, head to our Instagram. On our story highlights, you'll see a highlight that says our league. There is player profiles there for everyone in our league. You'll be able to see a little conversation that they had before the season. You'll be able to see where everything stands now. You'll be able to see the trades that we've made.
Yeah.
It's actually just really fun to, I guess, watch along as we play this year. But let's talk about this week that just passed quickly. Week 11, the highest scorer in the week is Sir Luke Rogers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one, what a team. Two, it's a shame you're not making the playoffs anymore. Maybe made trades a bit too late. 157-plus points. Clearly,
oh, yeah.
This is, you know, all these trades that he made was just for pride. He wants to say,
yeah,
I'm assuming, but it's good. You know, he has a really strong team. He has a really good, solid people that are not going to be in the playoffs, like Keenan Allen, like a DK Metcalf. I mean, I'm buzzing about that.
Yeah, you love to see good teams not in the playoffs. If you're in the playoffs, obviously that sucks for Luke, but first year for Luke, and he's learned a lot. Mm-hmm. The lowest score this week, I don't want to be rude, but I don't think we are surprised. It was Steve Vasquez scoring 90 points, and his team just did not perform
No.
Of course, he started Matthew Stafford. He started Alan Lazard for some reason. He also started Marvin Jones for some reason.
Who knows? Who knows? Steve's thought process is really interesting. You got to love the man, though. Sometimes he just has a feeling. And
yeah, he definitely plays off feelings. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. But he now drops outside of the playoff picture with that loss. Let's talk about the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Yeah.
Playoffs?
Let's talk about it. So the playoff picture as it stands right now, we still have week 12 and week 13 to change the standings. But as it stands right now, and by the way, you can see on our Instagram where the league standings are if you would like to see a physical picture, I guess. But Badaki, the co-host, my co-host, is sitting at the top. People think it's a wrap. Was there collusion this week in the trade deadline? Badaki receiving Stephon Diggs and not giving up all that much. You got Stephon Diggs, Austin Eckler, and what did you give away?
I got Stephon Diggs, Austin Eckler, Jameson Crowder, and I traded away A.J. Brown, Melvin Gordon, Mark Ingram, and...
That was it.
That was it. I remember. Yeah, look, people think it's collusion. Elijah said that he wanted to win this week because Stephon Diggs was on a bye. He needed Julio. Obviously, as negotiation, you don't want to give up too much. I never want to give up too much. Yeah. He initially wanted Julio. I said no. And once again, we go back and forth. People think it's collusion. It's not collusion. We have we had a whole meeting. It was a whole thing. It's okay.
It's not over to the fat lady sings. Exactly. But let's talk about the rest of the league rankings as it stands. Sam is currently in second, and no disrespect to him at all, but it is pretty surprising when you look at his team. And this is kind of an example of a couple players playing really well throughout the season, kind of carrying you to wins.
Yeah.
Mike Davis is one of the guys who's played really well for him.
Yeah.
Joe is in third, Old Faithful, not making any trades, playing with the integrity. Myself in fourth, if CMC comes back. I like to think that I'm a contender if CMC comes back.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. And in fifth and sixth, just on the edge of playoffs, actually in playoffs, is Wesley. Wesley's got a pretty decent team, but it's not consistent.
Yeah.
At six, we got Brandon Baca. I don't know how long Brandon Baca is going to stay in the playoff picture.
Clue.
He's right on the edge, but his team is not the best, but it keeps performing.
Yeah, it's really interesting how Baca is still in this playoff picture. I think if he didn't trade away Keenan Allen personally, I think he could still be a contender. I think he has a lot of good people. But just outside of the playoffs, Steve is on the edge once again. He just, like I said, he dropped out. He's starting people. He has a lot of feelings. JB on the edge of the playoffs as well and sitting at eighth. He needs DeAndre Swift and Kenny G to come back. He has both of those guys. Swift was a surprise out for him. Kenny G, he's been sitting on
That's
him.
That's the worst.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate a surprise injury report throughout the week.
Exactly.
It's the worst.
So I think if Swift played, he probably could have beaten me, honestly.
Yeah.
Tommy.
We got Tommy in ninth. Tommy's got a great team. Just put it together a little bit too late.
Yeah.
At 10th, we got Elijah. Again, interesting trade with Badaki, but probably out of the playoffs. It will take a miracle for him to make the playoffs. And then definitely out of the playoffs, we've got Luke and Danny Ilioi.
The GG's boys, thanks for playing.
It is what it is. You can't win every year. And there's been a lot of unlucky people with so many injuries this year. But hopefully you guys have loved following along. We're going to keep going until someone gets that ring, the Fellowship of the Fantasy Ring.
Let's go.
But let's talk about what we are really here to talk about.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, chickens, rabbit.
Okay.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Woo. Okay, it's Thanksgiving. That's right. Thanksgiving football extravaganza.
That's right.
The best holiday, no cap. What other holiday can you watch football three times in one day while also eating the best food that we normally eat in a year? I mean, I just think, no cap, Thanksgiving is the best holiday. At me if you think I'm wrong. Would love to hear the other side of the conversation. Thanksgiving is is great. And then we talk about Christmas. Christmas is cool, but there's no football. There's no football on Christmas.
No football. Look, a lot of good games this week.
Sounds like you're already in a coma after eating food. Yeah, but honest, haven't even started.
Not even. Look, the first game of the Thursday night is the 3-7 Texans at the 4-6 Lions.
This is actually in the morning.
Yeah, this is, I think, 9 o'clock in the morning. Something
you said Thursday night, but
oh yeah, sorry.
We're so used to saying that.
What time is this game actually?
Give me this is 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is in LA time, in Eastern Standard Time. If I do the quick maths, that is 10, 11, 12:30 in the afternoon.
Interesting. Look, Texans at the Lions. I think this is a good matchup. Both of these teams.
Yep.
Have a lot of talent and have been underperforming, but once again, a lot of talent on this team. Let's start with the Texan side of the ball. Deshaun Watson and Will Fuller are really the only guys that I can tell you to start with confidence, and one that I'm looking at this game.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson currently sits number six at quarterbacks, and Will Fuller number 19, a wide receiver. Look, there's not really much I can tell you to do with these guys. On this team, you know, like obviously we have Duke Johnson, Randall Cobb is hurt, Kiki, I think QT is hurt, and who's the other wide receiver again? Randall Cobb. I said Randall Cobb.
Which, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's no one else that you really need to worry about. I think Brandon obviously, Cooks. Yeah, like you said, right, Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, right.
Which is a decent flex play, I think.
Yeah.
But it's not someone you want to rely on. Obviously, Watson and Fuller are the only must starts. Let's talk about Duke Johnson a little bit.
No.
Is there...
No, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not talking about it.
I mean, this could be a good game, but you know what we said about David Johnson all year? Yeah. It's not exciting to start him at all.
No.
But you got to start him. Do you feel the same way about Duke Johnson? I feel the same way that it's not exciting to start him.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But do you need to start him?
I actually don't think you need to start him if you have other options. I think Duke Johnson, you can leave on your bench. You know, I think I would rather start a Damian Harris, a Kenyon Drake, a Chase Edmonds. You know, even those guys that have been splitting rather than Duke Johnson. It's clear that Duke Johnson is not a good running back in the NFL that can be a starting running back. He's had the opportunity two times against not really good defenses, and he still hasn't performed.
Yeah. I just wish they would give him an opportunity to be more of a pass catching back.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like they're going to give him that opportunity. And you're right. It's definitely someone you can play out of desperation, but not someone you're excited to play at all.
Yeah. Look, I think one guy that you probably can play that could be a Hail Mary, which is my Hail Mary for this game, is Jordan Akins. He was 5 for 83 and 6 targets last week. I personally think this is a really good start, obviously, with all the receivers hurt. And he got some work last week, and I think he could be seeing some more work with, once again, Randall Cobb's out. Kiki is hurt as well. I think Jordan Akins could be a good flex option there for you guys.
Okay.
On the Lions side of the ball, honestly, must starts for me is just Matthew Stafford and DeAndre Swift. Not really a must start.
Wait. Okay.
It's not the.
I was gonna say. It's not a must start. Matthew Stafford a must start?
It's not a must start. I think when
are we gonna disagree this early?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not a must start, but like if you are a Matthew Stafford owner and there's no other options, I think this could be a good option for you, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, right.
He's been a big disappointment this year, in my opinion. You know, people thought he could have been a steal of the draft, drafting a quarterback really late. Matthew Stafford could have been that guy. He's not that guy. But once again,
no.
Matthew Stafford, he can put up explosive numbers. He plays through injury. We know who this guy is. There was actually a report that just came out about Aaron Rodgers saying that Matthew Stafford is underlooked and underappreciated by the Lions and by the NFL as a whole. So,
yeah,
be on the lookout for Matthew Stafford. And then also, once again, DeAndre Swift, back at practice on Tuesday. Ooh. He's looking like he could be on track to play on the Thursday morning game, midday game. But other than that, TJ Hawkinson, you can start as well. We'll put up points. He will be consistent. Matthew Stafford finds him.
You're starting Swift and you're starting Hawkinson if they both play.
Absolutely. Obviously.
You're starting them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Other than that, I'm not really confident in starting Marvin Jones, Marvin Hall. Kenny G is obviously out. I'm not starting them. No question.
Yeah, I think that's fair. All right, it's going to be a fun morning game to watch. I'll definitely be up and watching it, and I know Badaki will be as well. Let's talk about the second matchup for Thursday night, the Washington football team.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Mwah. Beautiful. The Washington football team.
Have you heard reports?
At what?
Sorry, reports that they could be keeping the name?
I don't want to talk about it.
I like it.
I really want it. The Red Wolves. I want the Red Wolves. I just don't want to not have a team name. Give us something. I don't want to say I root for the football team. I mean, I just keep telling people I root for Washington. Like, that's cool, but come on, man. Come on, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. At the 3-7 Cowboys. And both of these teams are starting to look okay. I don't want to say good, but they're starting to look okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, let's start with Washington. Must start players. You must start Antonio Gibson. You must start Antonio Gibson. Currently, the running back 11 on the year. Wow. Let me throw this stat at you. No rookie running back has scored more rushing touchdowns than Antonio Gibson. Currently has 8 touchdowns, and we still have 5 weeks of the season left.
Right.
Antonio Gibson could put up like 12 touchdowns this year. That's crazy as a rookie running back to put up that touchdown numbers. That's just really impressive, I believe. I think he's a great talent. You know how much I love him. If you've listened to the show, you must start him against Dallas. Dallas isn't terrible against running backs, but he's going to have so much opportunity to score that he needs to be in your lineup. Terry McLaurin, my goodness, he's good. He's good. Really, really good at football. He's wide receiver 9 on the year, and Dallas is terrible against wide receivers.
That's right.
So you do the math, 1 + 1 = 2, which means you start Terry McLaurin. Now, J.D. McKissic is an interesting person to talk about.
Right.
J.D. McKissic is currently the running back 27, and his role is pretty solidified. I think he is a good flex play. I don't think I want to rely on him as an RB2.
Okay.
So in PPR leagues, you can start him with confidence as a flex play. But in standard leagues, I don't think you want to start J.D. McKissic.
Right.
Is that fair?
Yeah. I think that's fair. Absolutely.
Okay. And hopefully next year they allow Antonio Gibson to get more work that J.D. McKissic is taking. But you just have to roll with what's being given to you. Let's talk about Alex Smith. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful story.
Amazing.
Comeback player of the year, maybe.
Absolutely. He's already
you love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He is the guy. Sorry. He is the comeback player of the year. I definitely believe it. It's gonna be a nomination. Alex Smith's gonna have a plaque on his wall. He's gonna say comeback player of the year for 2019. By the 2020 season. So absolutely, I believe in it. Shout out to Alex Smith. What a huge story.
Beautiful story. Mm-hmm. So, can you start him? No. Don't start Alex Smith.
Maybe.
Don't do it.
I picked him up in the other league.
Don't do it. Look, this is a desperation play, at best, if you really need a desperation play. I'll tell you the one scenario you can start him. 2 quarterback leagues.
Oh, yes. Yeah, very nice.
You can start him in a 2 quarterback league.
Yes.
But outside of that scenario, no, don't start him.
Okay.
But my Hail Mary matchup, my Hail Mary player from this matchup is Logan Thomas. Now, I don't think you can start him with confidence, but it's pretty much the definition of a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
This guy is either going to give you 15 points or 3.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's not really much in between. Logan Thomas, they always say, former quarterback, but he's always got a chance in the red zone, and that's something that you want to have on your team if you're in a desperation tight end play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I like Logan Thomas. I think he's very underrated. I think next year, if he's still on this team with a decent quarterback, let's say Alex Smith does start, or they get a quarterback that can utilize the tight end well, I think Logan Thomas could be a very great player for the future.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the Cowboys.
Cowgirls.
Must start players. Yeah. You are starting Ezekiel Elliott. currently the running back 6 on the year. He is a must start purely because of the volume and because they really need Zeke to be Zeke for them to win any game. And look, last week brought a lot of hope if you are a Zeke owner. A lot of hope against, obviously it was against Minnesota, so that's not a very hard team to do well against.
Right.
But the main point is their identity looked like it was flowing through Ezekiel Elliott. He got the touches, he got the volume, and he was also involved in the passing game. This was the first game that Zeke had 100-plus yards this entire year. Crazy. And I think they won the game. The formula's there. They're going to continue to go after it. What you need to know is Washington is actually really good on defense. And against running backs, they are currently 5th best. Right. So lower your expectation to maybe 15-point game,
okay.
Right? Yeah. But you have to start Zeke.
Oh, absolutely. I think Zeke is a must start on this team. Oh, why wouldn't you start Zeke? That's all I got to say. If you're not starting Zeke, mental.
Mental. Amari Cooper, you could probably start Amari Cooper. It's not an exciting start. None of these wide receivers are an exciting start, but he still leads the team in targets. Now, again, like I said, Washington is actually really good on defense. They are currently the best defense against wide receivers.
Right.
There is no other defense in the National Football League that is better against wide receivers in fantasy, which is a scary thing to know. But here's the deal. They're going to have good performances from Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb to have a chance to win this game. Zeke's not going to be able to carry them, I don't think.
Right.
So I think you can start Amari because he has the target share. But let's talk about CeeDee. Can you start CeeDee in this matchup, Badaki?
It's hard to say. I think they're going to use him and do all those things that they did in last week's game. I think he will find the end zone again this week. It's just CeeDee Lamb at the moment. I think all these guys are kind of boom or bust guys now.
Yeah.
You know, so they're either going to take off, obviously, or they're going to do absolutely terrible. And I'd rather not risk it, especially on a Thursday night, especially if you're trying to make the playoffs. You know, like I personally wouldn't like starting any of these guys.
In a scenario, CeeDee is a flex at best.
Yeah.
Let's just say it that way. Dalton Schultz. Can you start Dalton Schultz? Had a touchdown last week, but if you take the touchdown away, pretty grim day. Can you start Dalton? I mean, maybe you have to.
Yeah, I think Dalton could be a good desperation play as well. I think he will find the end zone again this week as well.
Okay, so you're expecting the Cowboys to put up a lot of points then.
Yeah, I expect CeeDee Lamb and Dalton to score and Zeke. So 3 touchdowns in total for this team. We'll just have to see if, you know, the football team can actually score with them.
I hope so. All right, Michael Gallup, don't start him. I know some people probably had a question about that, but just don't start him. I don't want to play him. I don't want him on my team.
Say no more. Michael Gallup, wide receiver 3. 6-4 Ravens at the undefeated Steelers.
Ooh. Okay. Say it again.
Undefeated Steelers?
That's not terrible.
That's not terrible.
Undefeated.
I wish we could have little Steelers. Things that pop up where, like, Charlie Barkley said, That's not terrible. Look, the last Thanksgiving game of the night, Ravens side of the ball, obviously, with all this COVID stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Ingram is out. J.K. Dobbins is out, confirmed. So it's really just Gus Edwards, which I'm not excited to start. But let me tell you the people that you should start. Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews. Those are the only 2 must-start players on this team right now. And that's crazy to say for this Ravens team coming in with so much hope, with so much talent on both sides of the ball. You know, it's hard. It's hard for me to even tell you to start Lamar. I know we had a couple questions coming in talking about Derek Carr or Lamar Jackson or, you know, all these other quarterbacks over Lamar Jackson, which is such a what? You know, like you look at this and it's like, wow, I actually can't believe like I should analyze this and be like and really question Lamar's talent. We're not questioning his talent. I think we're questioning his consistency and what he really should be doing. What we have expected him to be doing this year.
Yeah.
So
it's been very disappointing, to say the least.
Absolutely. Once again, Mark Andrews, start him. He's a must start without a doubt. Questionable plays for me. I don't think you should start at all. He'll probably be on the waiver wires for some people. Marquise Hollywood Brown, I'm not starting him. And then also, whoever picked up Gus Edwards, whoever picked up Gus Edwards, I'm not confident telling you to start him.
Yeah,
I'm not. Sure. I'm not at
all.
Especially
against this defense.
Yeah, I know. I know. If you listen to the waiver wire show yesterday, we would have told you, you know, he's somebody that's going to be a 1 to 2 week guy, depending on how long Mark and J.K. Dobbins are out for. I'm really not excited for this. Don't start him, in my opinion. If you need a desperation play, a Hail Mary play, Gus Edwards is that guy this week.
You know what I wanted to say quickly about Hollywood Brown is I saw someone tweet out and say, you can't call him Hollywood Brown anymore. It's Marquise Brown. No more Hollywood. GGs. And I was like, dang, bro. Like, that's a little bit harsh.
The GG's boys, thanks for playing.
But fair enough. He hasn't done well this year, and it's kind of his fault, but kind of half not his fault.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to the Steelers side of the ball. And look, before I name all these players, I think if you have a Steeler player, I think you should start him. Okay?
Yeah.
They're undefeated. They're on an amazing run. Each and every one of these players are putting up points. They may not be the points that you want, but they're putting up points regardless. Okay?
Yeah.
Big Ben, number 11 quarterback of the year, he's putting up decent amount of points, being somewhat at least consistent. Deontay Johnson, wide receiver 30 of the year, he's back with he can be healthy, hopefully. He put up a lot of points last week.
Let's just go out and say it. Deontay Johnson is talented, obviously.
Yeah.
But he's not just talented. He is filling the AB role.
Yeah, he is. He actually is.
He's the most talented wide receiver on this team.
Shout out to Juju Smith. Another guy.
No disrespect to Juju, but I don't think Juju is the second most talented wide receiver on this team.
No, I don't think so. The second most talented wide receiver on this team is Chase Claypool, wide receiver 18 of the year. He found the end zone last week as well. Look, there's just so much talent. Eric Ebron, James Conner, those guys I think you should start. Eric Ebron's a good tight end play as well this week. And I think the biggest question is Juju. Should I start Juju? It's hard to say. Obviously, we don't know if he started. You start him. Let me rephrase that. You start him, but
if he plays,
it's if he plays, that's it.
Yeah, I agree. How fun was it for anyone who was facing James Conner to watch Benny Snell?
Take
the goal line touches last week.
Oh my gosh,
I was loving it. I was facing someone who had James Conner, and I was like, no goal, because literally Deontay caught it. And he fell at the 1 yard line, and I was like, "No, damn it!" You know how like you know who you're playing against? You're like, "Oh, James Conner's about to get a freaking touchdown!"
Bro.
And then I saw Benny Snell in the backfield, and I was like, "Let's go, Benny Snell! Get in there, bro!"
It's the same thing that happens with like I do that for every player, even players on my team. Like for example, Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen will catch it at like within the 5 yard line. I was like, all right, this is Dalvin's territory. Dalvin's gonna punch it in. And 3 times he tried it, he couldn't punch it in, and then they score and then they throw the ball to Adam Thielen. I was like, oh bro.
Yeah.
But all good.
You know what? It happens.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
All right, guys. Just want to remind you, you can support the show through Patreon. Patreon.com/FantasylandFam. That's your opportunity to say, you know what, Zach and Bedaki, I believe in you guys. I believe in this show. Mm-hmm. I love the content that you bring, and I want to support you in a very, logistic way, I guess, right?
Yeah, a very small way, a nice way to show love. We have 3 different tiers. Go check them out. You can find a way to fit in and join the community. If you're not already part of it, we're excited for you to join us, to be a part of this family, not just for this year, but for next year as well. Patreon.com/FantasylandFam. Check it out.
Yep. All right, guys. There are more matchups to talk about.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute? Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
Okay, we are going to be covering every NFL game this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. No more trade targets on the Wednesday show. We don't know when your trade deadline is, but ours has passed last week. So we have decided that maybe most people would rather hear about every matchup. So
yeah,
we're going to cover it all for you.
That's right.
All matchups. You're not going to miss anything. No information that you will not go without. Man, I was really trying to figure out how to tie that together really nicely, but
sometimes you just can't.
Yeah. All right. The first, I guess, fifth matchup we're going to be talking about. Fourth matchup. We're here. It's the fourth
Number
matchup.
Number
four. The 6-4 Dolphins at the 0-10 New York Football Jets. Look, we're going to go through this one pretty quickly because there's not a lot that we should really cover.
Yeah.
No disrespect to either side. My must start on the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins defense. We know how bad this Jets team is, and you must start the Dolphins defense this week. This is a hopefully an edge for you this week if all goes to plan. The questionable players are Devontae Parker, Salvon Ahmed, and Mike Gesicki. Look,
yeah,
to say Devontae Parker has been disappointing this year would be an understatement.
Right.
You kind of drafted him expecting him to get a bunch of volume, a bunch of targets, a bunch of yards, and it's really been up and down considering the injuries and the change in quarterback. Are you confident playing Devontae Parker in this great matchup? You should be, but are you?
I am purely because I think everyone had a good opportunity with the Chargers last week. I think Mike Williams found the end zone, or you know, he caught some balls that gave him some points for fantasy. And yeah, also, obviously, Keenan Allen went off. Hunter Henry found the end zone. I think all these guys that we see here, Savon, Mike, Gesicki, Devontae Parker, can all be Mike Williams, Hunter Henry, Keenan Allen. Obviously, a different talent team, but I think they can put up some points this week. It's just you're just not confident because it's one of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, and no disrespect because they're a good team, but the offense is just hard to know what the identity is. Let's talk quickly about Salvon Ahmed. He got volume last week, and I think the reason you can start him this week as a flex is because of the touches.
Yeah.
He got a lot of touches, 17 total touches, and it's pretty obvious that Matt Breida, they just don't want to use Matt Breida.
No.
They're not giving him any opportunities. Whatever they saw in camp after they traded for him, they didn't like. And while I still believe Myles Gaskin is the guy when he comes back, Salvon Ahmed is going to fill that role. And just to finish off the Dolphins, don't start Tua. And I'm not going to go on a rant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk about how bad of a decision it was by Brian Flores. Although it was a very bad decision. The reality is you just can't start him because you don't actually know if Ryan Fitzpatrick will be in this game or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. There could be a point where the team is up by a lot and Tua sits and Matty Fitz comes in and something like that happens.
There could be a point where this is a close game and Brian Flores says, actually, we think we're going to win with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, look, I think I said this earlier outside of the podcast. I think this is my personal upset of the week where the Jets beat the Miami Dolphins. It's a division game.
Okay.
You know, that's my thought process. I think they're a clear contender to win this game. I don't know. I don't know how to really explain it. The Jets put up points last week against the Chargers.
That brings me to the New York Jets. And let's talk about must-start players. That's all. Thanks for listening to the New York Jets. Look, you're not starting anyone on this team. You're not starting anyone on this team.
No.
Okay? Jamison Crowder, the target king. 3 targets last game.
GG's.
And he hasn't been targeted much. Denzel Mims is a Hail Mary for this matchup at best.
Yeah.
But let's not waste too much time. You're not starting any Jets.
That's right. Let's go to a little bit more exciting game here, okay? A little bit more exciting. Okay. 6-4 Cardinals at the 4-6 New England Patriots and the Bill Belichick.
Yes, sir.
Still not over. Okay. Still have a chance. Okay.
That's right. All you need is hope.
All you need is Bill Belichick and a playbook.
That's right.
Kyler Murray, you start. DeAndre Hopkins, you start. I think the big questions here is Kenyon Drake or Chase Edmond. Kenyon Drake, running back 20 of the season. Chase Edmond, running back 18 of the season. Look, if you came to me and asked me, who am I starting here? I'm leaning Kenyon Drake purely because of the volume, purely because he's getting the ball a lot more than Chase Edmonds now that he's back.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't think you're excited about starting either of these guys, but you're right. It does have to be Drake.
Yeah, it has to be Drake. Christian Kirk, personally not confident in starting him. I think this is a good Hail Mary play in my position. Yeah. He's a boom or bust guy at best now. So Hail Mary for this matchup is Christian Kirk. Let's move on to the Patriots side of the ball. This one's going by really quick too. There's not a lot of excitement. You kind of really know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
The two guys on the Patriots side, Damian Harris, James White. That's who I'm confident in starting. Damian Harris gets the volume. James White gets the screens literally 4 or 5 times a game, which he's going to gain 20 plus or 15 plus yards. Okay, so he's going to get you points. These are both great flex options in my personal opinion. I'm not starting Cam. I'm not starting any of these wide receivers. If you need a Hail Mary play for this team specifically, probably Jacoby Myers for me.
Yeah, but you're right. We're not excited about starting any wide receivers on this team as we haven't been all year. It's just not a fun team to talk about when it comes to fantasy football.
No, not at all.
But don't worry, guys. This matchup is going to be fun to talk about. The 4-7 Panthers at the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings.
Wow.
What a matchup. A lot of fantasy relevant players. I'm excited to watch this one because I think both of these teams are better than their record probably shows.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're going to see who comes out on top. But let's talk about the Panthers first. How the hell is Mike Davis the running back 8 on the year?
Shout out to CMC, you know? Thanks for CMC just going down. Giving Mike Davis an opportunity. Maybe he can get onto another team next year.
I hope so.
Mike Davis to the
get him out of there.
To the Houston Texans.
Oh, that would be terrible. Don't do that to Mike. I feel like any running back who goes to Houston is just not going to have a good year. But Mike Davis is the running back 8. Mm-hmm. Put some respect on his name. All right, he's got the high volume filling the CMC role. It's heartbreak.
Yeah.
If you own CMC, again I'll say it's heartbreak. But hopefully he will be back after the bye week. And he will be able to carry you in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the wide receivers, okay? Because this is just a fun scenario, regardless of who you own. Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, mm-hmm. Curtis Samuel. Mm-hmm. Any one of these guys could have 25 to 30 points
at
any point in any game. But you're never, ever going to be able to guess who it is.
No.
Let's talk about Robbie. The hot streak is over, okay? And I think part of that is because the quarterback situation is a little bit unclear. It was obvious that PJ Walker, when he came in, was favoriting DJ Moore.
Yeah.
And DJ Moore has had back-to-back really good games. Mm-hmm. And when you actually look at the numbers, it's pretty crazy to see where these wide receivers stand. Robbie Anderson, after that amazing start, wide receiver 13, respectable. But we've been joking about DJ Moore all year.
Yeah.
And he's a wide receiver 14. So you probably have to start all these guys, right?
Yeah.
I think Curtis Samuel is the one guy that is a little bit questionable. But look at Curtis Samuel's game logs, because Curtis Samuel has been really, really involved in this offense and he's been playing really well. The talent has always been there. Now the opportunity is since week 7. They decided, for whatever reason, we're going to use Curtis Samuel. And since that time, he's only had one bad game. And all the other games have been amazing. 17 points, 22 points, 27 points, 22 points again. So I'm going to ask you, is Curtis Samuel a must start?
Yes, I think I would be starting Curtis Samuel potentially over Robbie now. Purely because he's getting more work. I know Robbie Anderson is probably this PPR monster, but I think Curtis Samuel can find his way into the end zone a lot more than Robbie. I think the last time Robbie scored was, I think, week 1, you know, week 2. I actually don't remember when's the last time he scored, but
yeah,
I know I want somebody that's going to obviously be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get the targets and find the end zone. And that essentially is Curtis Samuel now.
Yeah, let me tell you how I'm kind of looking at this. I think all these three wide receivers are great flex plays.
Yeah.
No matter who you got, you probably have to flex them. But you have to be aware that DJ Moore or Robbie Anderson or Curtis Samuel could easily give you 5 points.
Yeah, that's right.
But because the upside is there, you have to play them. Teddy Bridgewater was a late scratch on Sunday, and PJ came into the game and got the dub. Looks like Teddy has a good chance to play, but we don't know that scenario just yet. I think regardless, you're probably not starting either quarterback just purely because of the uncertainty.
Yeah, I think so as well. PJ looked decent for somebody starting his first NFL game. It's really interesting. I think if Teddy is not healthy, they'll be really confident going in with PJ.
Let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings have played really well as of late. Dalvin Cook. Oh, my goodness. Dalvin Cook.
Oh, my God. He on X Games mode.
You are playing Dalvin Cook regardless of matchups, sitting at the running back 2 on the year.
That's right.
And just keep in mind, he missed a game or two. Wait, one game. Sorry.
One game.
Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen is a wide receiver 8 coming off great back-to-back games, 2 touchdowns in each game, 4 touchdowns in the past 2 weeks.
That's right.
But he is on the COVID reserve list. So if he doesn't play, you're going to have to find another option. Hopefully, because we don't know if he was positive or if he was just around someone who was positive.
No reports yet, actually, about that.
So that begs the question, what does that mean for Justin Jefferson? Oh, my goodness. You know how talented Justin Jefferson is. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about it because you always hear me talking about it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to lie. I really want Adam Thielen to be playing if I'm a Justin Jefferson owner.
Yeah.
I see it very similarly to how I see Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley. When both wide receivers are playing, they make each other better. Justin Jefferson is a better wide receiver with Adam Thielen on the field. Adam Thielen is a better wide receiver with Justin Jefferson on the field.
Yeah.
You want these guys both in the game. I think regardless, you have to start Justin Jefferson. He's a must-start player. You can't have those big boom games on your bench. Carolina's pretty good against the wide receivers, but you have to start both of these guys.
Yeah. I think so as well. I think both of these guys, I think Adam Thielen is going to play, and you should be fine, so stay tuned to that on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Last matchup.
Just to finish off.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're not going to start anyone else on this team. Don't start Irv Smith.
No.
Don't start Alexander Mattison. Don't start Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. You're not starting any of those guys, okay?
That's right. Last matchup, once again, 7-3 Browns at the 1-9 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow.
Look, I expect this to be a big day for the boys. And
yep.
The boys, obviously, I'm talking about Kareem Hunt and Nicky Chubb, honestly.
That's right.
These are the only two guys you're starting, okay? These are the only two guys that I expect to go off, okay? I know a lot of people were skeptical about Kareem Hunt last week. He barely just passed that 10-point threshold with that touchdown at the end of
the
game.
Which was so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, Chubb was playing so much better.
Yeah.
And they gave Kareem Hunt so many goal line touches. Let Chubb score some touchdowns. He literally stopped scoring a touchdown the week before to save his team, to secure the W. Why are we not giving him goal line touches?
Yeah. It's really interesting, but once again, you start both of these guys. I know people are skeptical.
Great matchup.
Wasn't a lot of production for Kareem Hunt, but like Zach said, it's an absolutely stellar of a matchup for these guys. Other than that, I'm not starting anyone on this team, okay? I'm not starting any wide receivers. No Jarvis.
What about Austin Hooper?
I'm not excited about it. I think they're going to run the ball heavy, and I think that Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are just going to be the amazing duo that they are. And no one is going to get fed. You know, Baker Mayfield will probably have 1 or 2 great bombs. Somebody's going to get 5 points. And then that's it. You know, like, I think Baker Mayfield, Rashad Higgins, Jarvis Landry, I'm not confident in starting personally, or Austin Hooper. I think a great, you know, Hail Mary play would be one of those three guys, honestly. If I had to choose one, I'd probably say Austin Hooper.
Okay.
Other than that,
I agree.
I'm not excited about starting anyone else. But on the Jackson side of the ball, once again, really only two people. DJ Chark. Chark, wide receiver 32.
Okay.
not excited about this one either.
No.
They're playing at home, so they're playing in Florida, which is better than Cleveland. Hopefully it's dry. But I'm not confident in starting him, but I think he is a must-start play if you do have Chark in any other scenario. If you don't have any other flex play or a wide receiver too, mm-hmm. DJ Chark is a must-play.
Yeah, for sure.
And James Robinson is the other guy.
Wow. I was waiting for you to talk about James Robinson.
But
just... You, my goodness.
You like James?
What?
Oh, my God.
I really do like James as a person, as a talent. My goodness, he is...
Yeah.
Who would have thought James Robinson would be sitting as the running back 4 on the year? I picked him up in our pod league, and I picked him up week 1. I would have never guessed.
Yeah.
Never. That he would end up right now as a running back 4 on the year. Just what a talent.
Yeah.
What a find for the Jaguars.
Yeah, it's absolutely great. I think these him and, well, nobody else really to build around is James Robinson. If you start building the team around James Robinson, get him a quarterback, get him a better offensive line, and maybe another receiver for DJ Chark, this can be a really good team.
Yeah.
I remember when Jalen was there, and I thought the Jacksonville Jaguars defense was purely better because of him. It was better just purely because of him.
Yeah.
You can find an excellent talent for the Jaguars. I think this team can be really good once again, and that's really it.
Yeah, that is it.
That's it. That kind of wraps it up.
Those are all the matchups we're going to cover today. We're going to cover all the rest of the morning and afternoon and Sunday night games on the show tomorrow, which is Thanksgiving. That's right. We're still going to have a show release for you.
That's right.
Because you'll be able to listen to it throughout the weekend and whenever you want to. It's just there for your convenience this week because we're going to take the weekend and enjoy it with our families. But I hope that you do have a great weekend. I hope you eat a lot.
I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Yeah.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey,
rice. You name it.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Honestly, hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you stuff your face. We'll see you on the show tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving. We'll see you then. Maybe we'll bring out the soundbite again, but don't miss the show tomorrow. We're going to finish the rest of the matchups. And last thing we want to tell you about quickly is that we do have a gaming channel now.
Yep.
Badaki, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's just a way that you can come and hang out with us. We love playing Call of Duty, all these different types of games. Whatever game you play, you know, we kind of play as well. Come, we have on YouTube, Fantasyland Gaming on Instagram, Fantasyland_GGs on Twitter. And we have Fantasyland Gaming on YouTube. So follow that. Stay tuned. We're going to actually go live after this podcast, which will technically already been live. But check it out. It's really fun. We just have fun and have a really good bants with the boys.
Yeah. And we also have TikTok as well for Fantasyland Gaming. Ooh. Just Fantasyland Gaming. You'll be able to find us.
Yeah.
Links in our bio for most things. You'll be able to see where we are hanging out. But hey, guys, have a great Wednesday night. We will see you tomorrow, Thanksgiving. See you there.
See you there.
Hey. Yeah, you. The one listening to this podcast. You made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now. Like no one's watching, 'cause you deserve it.